You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week is about the visual arts in our community. And as always for the segment, joining us is Omari Rush, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives for the Ann Arbor Art Center. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa.
Every time Omari shows up, he's got someone with him, and we're lucky today he's brought a special guest, Olivia Gooderson, who is the recruiting coordinator for Duo Security in Ann Arbor. But what's the art angle here?
Yeah, the question is, why Olivia? Why Duo Security?
Why not?
So, the art Center this month is doing an indoor mural exhibition at the Ann Arbor Art Center on our second floor, and it's being presented in partnership with Duo because of some really cool things that they have going on there, and they actually inspired this for us. And so Olivia is one of the participating artists, and I thought it'd be really cool to have her here talk about her work and what's happening on the inside of Duo. Olivia, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you, Lisa and Omari, for having me.
So you all recently moved into the Allmendinger building?
Yeah, we did. We kind of outgrew our North Ashley space, and so we moved into that building, and it's beautiful.
It has a history of being an organ and piano factory, eh?
Yeah, I think it was built maybe 1803. If you walk into the lobby, you can see some of the old pianos and organs and a lot of the old pictures of what it used to look like.
How would you describe other parts of the building on the inside now?
When we kind of went through and did a renovation, we kind of brought to life some of the old aesthetics. So there's a lot of kind of the old timber beams that you could see throughout it, as well as the brick is really a lot of it is exposed now. It's really beautiful space.
So you're a recruiting coordinator for Duo Security, but you're also an artist participating in one of the murals?
Yeah, so I'm putting in three murals in the Allmendinger building. With me is Mary Thiefels and then Jeremy Wheeler, who are both local artists as well.
And you're painting on the walls, or what's happening there?
I'm painting directly on the walls. Just kind of scribbling.
Did your mother tell you not to do
that? I mean,
finally, living our dream.
Yeah, if you hear no long enough, you kind of find ones that you can do it on.
How did you all decide to do that? I mean, that seems a little bold to just be like painting murals.
So Pete Baker is kind of the engineer behind the entire painting process and mural renovations of the Allmendinger building. I think he's always had a focus of making sure that we were bringing in local artists. And so I've kind of always talked about like art and stuff and wanted to introduce them to local artists if they didn't know anybody, which of course they do. And I think just through having that dialogue and being really intentional about making sure we were representing community artists, I got involved and I feel extremely blessed to have this opportunity.
Yeah, and Peter is on our exhibitions committee at the Ann Arbor Art Center, and we talked a little bit about this, and he felt like it was really important for the wide range of staff at Duo to be bringing their full range of gifts to the workplace. You know, even though you're in HR, you're an artist, and how do you express yourself on a day-to-day basis, and how do you bring this joy into the workspace? And thanks to this partnership that we have with Duo, we're actually going to have cool murals in our building, Lisa. It's going to be really great.
So it's a Duo mural project, is it safe to say? Are they tied together? Because you're doing them as part of, it's going to be permanent at Duo, isn't it?
Yeah, so I'm doing a couple of the murals in the Duo building, as well as I'll be one of the artists featured in the intramural exhibition as well.
So this intramural exhibition, it's
Art Center.
At the Ann Arbor Art Center. It runs August 15 through September 7. It's a process-focused exhibition, and that means that we'll have five artists who will come in during that entire three-week period and just be painting murals, creating murals on the walls of our second-floor gallery in an ongoing way. Community members will be able to drop in, color in parts of the mural, add different adhesives to the walls. In one case, Lavinia Hanacuke actually is going to be creating this kind of scene of people with these word bubbles above their head, and community members will be invited to fill in those word bubbles. So lots of opportunity for interactive experiences and hands-on experiences during this.
So in addition to at Duo, Olivia, you're doing something at the Art Center.
Yeah, yes, I am.
How would you describe your mural there at the Art Center?
My aesthetic in general is pretty intricate black and white line art. And I think to kind of represent the Ann Arbor community, I want to make sure there's a lot more floral motifs. This opportunity is really unique in the sense that you get to have a visual dialogue with the community. A lot of times you might, make a piece and it goes in a frame and it goes on a wall, or you might make a piece directly on the wall and then it'll go away. But, for a month to be able to add something on, and then the community is going to add something on, and then you can add something on, and it's going to morph into something and really be true to kind of this moment in time that we're capturing here.
Very community impacted and oriented.
Yeah.
But one of them is not staying.
Well, none of them are staying. And so that's also the beautiful thing about this is at the end of this exhibition at the Art Center, we paint the walls white again and move on to the next exhibition. So it's here today, gone tomorrow.
As an artist, Olivia, that doesn't make you sad.
I think having kind of come back from, or coming from the background of doing graffiti, I've learned impermanence. But the difference with that is you create something and someone might tag over it or cover it up. It's not something that you, people necessarily interact with or collaborate with. Yeah, I'm really excited. I think it's going to be a really beautiful experience, you know. And also, like, anybody can be involved in it, from, you know, three-year-old who wants to draw on the wall to, you know, someone who's 90. Like, it's representative of everybody.
But at Duo, the murals are staying.
Yeah, hopefully.
We
don't believe in white paint there, yeah, so.
That's right.
So it's a great experience. The community is invited to come down and join us for hands-on art making. We have a family day. We'll be having some happy hours with a special art hop beer, special limited release by Magic Hat in partnership with O&W. It's just going to be a great. We hope people join us. We're really appreciative of Olivia, Trevor and Natalie, just a variety of artists who are all helping us out with this.
It's always great to hear all these creative things happening in Ann Arbor. And that's not all. There's not many spots where there isn't art in Ann Arbor, but I hear at the Art Center you found a spot.
Yes, we have found manhole covers as a new kind of canvas for us. You know, the city of Ann Arbor and its commitment to art in public spaces just contracted us to select artwork for manhole covers. So we're going to be putting a call out to artists in the community this fall and inviting folks to submit ideas for stamping super cool designs that express our community, express artistic energy in the street and sidewalks. So we'll start out with some town hall meetings in September to get ideas from the community. So look out for that. We're really excited.
Speaking of reaching out to the community, it's getting to be back to school time. And if teachers want to infuse some art in their classrooms, is there an opportunity for them?
Yes, absolutely. Michigan Youth Arts, a youth arts association in Michigan, I just repeated the name, but is partnering with the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs to offer grants to teachers for art supplies. You can go to michiganyoutharts.org and find out about this opportunity. $1,500 grants for art supplies, crayons, papers, all kinds of innovative things that any teacher can dream of are well within their reach. It's a really great opportunity, and I hope folks apply and are able to enrich, add color to young people's
lives.
That's
great that there's that support for teachers as well.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. And the craziest thing is what these teachers are able to do with small amounts of money, whether they get a grant for $100 or $500 or $1,000. And it's the kind of thing that makes you, it gives you goosebumps, you know, knowing that that this money will go a long way in helping young people and creating more Olivias, you know. So, so MichiganYouthArts.org, the application is open now, and you can apply through November 3rd.
Omari Rush, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at the Ann Arbor Art Center, and our special guest, Olivia Gooderson of Duo Security, Recruiting Coordinator and Artist. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
Thank you.
Thank you.